ध्याया मूलवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्यातर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। In the previous shloka, we saw Lakshmidhara equating or saying that Brahman and the Atman both are one and the same, and that such an Atman is unattached. It is not at all affected because it always exists, and modifications or changes that we see are kalpitam, are not real but are superimposed or imagined in the Atman. Amrutabdher name jirnihi mrishadindira janmabihi sphatikardhre name ragah swapna sandhyabra vibhramaihi. So, even as in Swapnam, we see a lot of things, we see many things and many changes, many modifications, many good things, many bad things. All those experiences completely end when we wake up, and the dreamer is not affected the least. He is not at all affected by whatever is happening, we can say whatever is happening with the dream world. So that doesn't taint, that doesn't affect the dreamer the least. So in the same way, this Atman, the Atman which we are, which is the I that pulsates in each one of us, that Atman is not at all affected by whatever is happening in this in the entire world. So that's why Gaudapada says that Swapnamaye yatha drishtam gandharvanagaram yatha tatta vishwamidam drishtam vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. So even as a dream world is seen, even as a castle in space is seen, so in the same way, Mahatmas or knowers of Vedanta, they see this world as well. So the world that we see is also considered as a dream world. So that's why he also says, Prapancho yadi vidhyeta nivarteta na samshayah maya matramidam dvaitam advaitam paramatratah. If this world exists, if a person thinks that this world exists, it will definitely vanish, because the world that we see is based on maya. It's dvaitam. Dvaita prapancha means maya matram. It is just maya. Advaitam paramartatah. Advaitam alone is true. Advaitam alone is real. So that is what he sees. He says there. So advaitam paramartatah. So now comes the big question, that whatever you have said, there is a question raised. So you say that existence or Brahman and the Atman, the individual self, Jiva and Ishvara, individual self and Ishvara, the Supreme Self, they both exist at all times. So existence, they exist without being affected. So what is this existence? What is this existence with respect to Brahman? Existence is said to be the nature of Brahman. Satchidanandam, all we have the nature of Brahman. So Lakshmi Dhara explains as to or gives the meaning for each of these words, Sat, Chit and Anandam, and proves that these are the very nature of Brahman, and then later says that all these three go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Wherever Sat is there, Chit also has to be there. Wherever Chit is there, Anandam also has to be there. Wherever Anandam is there, Sat and Chit have to be there. So all three go hand in hand. So before getting into that, saying that Brahman is Akandam, indivisible, all these three are the nature of Brahman. They are different perspectives. There is only difference between each of those. And before getting into that, he tries to explain, or he explains as to Sat, what is Sat, what is Chit, what is Anandam in the next three shlokas. So Sat, Sat is Sat, Sat means existence. So is existence a quality? Is it a dharma? So quality means whatever we see in this world is affected by a quality. So there is quality for everything. So the body has a quality, the quality of height, the quality of weight. So weight or height is something which is generic and which is there in a lot of entities. So the body has weight, a table has weight, a car has weight, a tree has weight. So many objects have weight. Weight is common in all of those. So that common weight is there in each of these objects. So, is existence a quality? So, that's the question first. So, existence is not a quality. Existence is not a quality at all. So, existence is not a quality because existence is always there. Existence is one's own nature. It is not a dharmam. It is not a quality. It is always there. And if something is a dharmam, so if something is a quality, so quality means, if existence is a quality, so the argument can also be taken as existence is a quality. If existence is a quality of Brahman, so that means quality always changes. Quality will be there today, quality will not be there tomorrow. So which means that Brahman is not eternal because existence is a quality which may or may not be there in Brahman. And again, Brahman has to have existence. If Brahman, as per whatever Lakshmi Dhara has said, Brahman always exists. Aham asmi sadha abhami. So if Brahman always exists, existence should be there or some way related to Brahman. So if existence is not related to Brahman, Brahman will become non-existent or asat. And if existence is just a ashrayam, so if we say existence is a kind of a substratum of Brahman, then in that case what would happen is Brahman is not real, because the substratum is real, Brahman is not real. So therefore Brahman has to have existence as part of itself. And this is a matter of experience as well. We experience I exist. So this I and existence cannot be separated at all. So quality can always be separated from an object. So quality can be separated in that quality. Can you separate weight from an object? Technically speaking, no. But we can separate the entity from the quality by modifying quality. So modify the quality, but still entity is there. So the car is still there. We add a couple of suitcases to the car, the weight increases. So the body is there. We put on a heavy pants and heavy shirt, then what would happen? Heavy jacket. The weight increases, but the body is still there. So that means the entity is related, or the quality of weight is related to the entity but it is not part of the entity. It is something which is related. Of course, we also know there cannot be any relation between anything and Brahman, because Brahman is one, partless, and two, Brahman is advitiyam, Brahman alone is real. So, Brahman, our existence is not a quality of Brahman, existence is the nature of Brahman. So, swarupamevame sattvam, natu dharmo, nabastvavat, madanyasya sato bhavat, nahisa jatirishyate. So, quality. With respect to dharmam or quality, we have something called jati. So, quality or gunam, we can call it gunam as well. So, gunam or dharmam. So, gunam or dharmam, if gunam or dharmam has to be part of an object, there should be a gunam which is independent, which is called jati. So, gunam which is independent of dravyam. So, these are nyaya shastra terms. So, there is an object. The object has a quality. So, the quality, if the quality has to be part of the object, or the quality has to be related to the object, there should be quality which is completely different from the object. Independent quality has to be there, and that independent quality has to be related to various objects. So, that is how it works. So, dharma, quality means in an object, dharma is or guna is always in a dravya, whereas jati is when a quality is independent quality, universal it is called. So, the universal when it is in an object, that is called dharma. So, the concept of universal itself is that universal, when we say universal truth, there itself we accept that truth is interpreted variously. So, that's why Vedanta says supreme truth, the ultimate truth, it doesn't say universal truth. So, universal truth may be used in discourses, used in a lower level, but ultimately there is no universal truth, because truth is one alone. Truth is not many. Truth is not interpreted many as well. There is no multiple interpretation of truth. There are multiple perspectives of truth. There are multiple ways to express the truth. But those multiple ways to express is not multiple interpretation. So, there is no universal there. So, it's also good to know that Vedanta doesn't accept what is called as jati. Universal, there is only one thing. So, the moment we accept something as a jati, jati means it is eternal. So, it's an independent, that which is independent is eternal, will always be there. So, why do people or politicians die, or politicians die after their political careers end? Because they are related, they are dependent on a party. Independent, if a person is independent, then automatically he'll become very great, because there is no dependency. So, independent means eternal. So, the quality as an independent entity is not accepted in Vedanta. Why? Because sadeva saumyedam agre asi ekameva advitiyam. Sad alone existed. There is only one thing which is eternal, which is Brahman. And there is nothing else that is eternal, that can be eternal. I don't want Shastra and all. I don't accept Shastra. It has to be a matter of experience for me. I only accept experience. I don't accept Shastra. Okay, well and good. Do you sleep? Of course. But do you dream? I dream, but like not always. So, when you don't dream, is there does the quality exist there? Yes, it exists. I remember now that it exists. That is, after waking up, you say the quality exists. Do you say that the quality exists in sleep? Can you say in sleep? Tell in sleep that there is something else. No, Vedanta says that in sleep also ajnanam is there. That ajnanam is because we are in the waking state. Now we can say. Can we say in that sleep state, dreamless, deep sleep state, sushupti avastha, that ajnanam was there? No, we don't say that. Why? Natu tad vitiyam asti anya vibhaktam yat pashye. There's no duality there. So it's a matter of experience that there, but still I exist. How do we know I exist? That I says, okay, I am there. It never says I am not there. There's no matter of, it's not a matter of experience that I am not there. I am there, that is I. I is always there, they even there. So universal vanishes for, let's say, it's out of 6 hours of sleep that we have, 6 or 8 hours of sleep we have, half is it's is deep sleep. So that means 4 hours, at least 4 hours in a day, we don't experience jati, which means jati cannot be accepted as eternal. And, okay, I will give you a consolation that even if we accept jati, still existence or sat as a jati cannot be accepted. It's not logical. Why? The concept, very concept of jati is jati. Jati means jati has to be there in many entities. There has to be many interpretations of jati, variations of jati, then we can accept jati. Weight. Weight in different people is different. So that is entirely, each weight, the weight associated with each person is different from another person. And that is different from the universal. So that means that we cannot have madanyasya sato abhavat. So madanyasya sataha abhavat. There cannot be any existence of other than me. So we don't see anything, any existence other than I. I is the existence. So there is only one existence, I. Apart from that I, we don't see any existence. Since we don't have many existences, therefore existence nahi sa jati rishyati, that cannot be called a jati. Because jati means many existences have to be there. There is no many existence, many sat. There is only one sat. Therefore it cannot be called a jati. Oh, like I still think there is some fault in your logic. Okay, if you think that, then I'll give you a normal example, says Lakshmidhara. Nabastvavat, nabaha, akasham. So akasham, with respect to akasham, nabatvam we can say, like nabatvam or spaceness, the quality of being space is just one. So the quality or the essence of space is just one. And that one we say as pot space, gatakasham, matakasham, pot space, mud space, room space, everything. So we say a different akasham, but at the same time we don't accept akasham as a jati, because akasham is not a dharmam there. Akasham doesn't change in each of the entity. Akasham remains name jirnihi. So there is no change, no modification in akasham. So the same way existence, we have many existences, we may see many existences, all those many existences are just illusions. Those many existences are kalpitam. There is no many existence even as there is no many space. So there is no many space, similarly there is no many existences. There is only one existence. Based on the object, existence might seem to vary. There is a seeming variation of existence. Existence really doesn't vary. So if we see the pot exists, the wall exists, the car exists, all those, in all those we see that the existence part is kind of unaffected by the car. Yes, we say that the car exists and tomorrow we say the car doesn't exist. So existence is unaffected by the car. Really speaking, existence is unaffected by the car. It is when a person says that I love the car and the car doesn't exist. Why the car doesn't exist? Because the car changed, the nama rupam changed. When the nama rupam changed, I don't like that nama rupam. I am specific about one nama rupam, therefore I say that the car doesn't exist. We go to a goldsmith and say, create a new ring out of this chain. After that we will say the gold chain doesn't exist. The gold chain doesn't exist. Gold chain has ceased to exist, whereas the gold ring has come into existence. The goldsmith will be internally laughing at it. Why? Because he knows that there is no cessation of existence of the gold chain, or the coming into existence of the gold ring. Why? Simple, because it's just nama rupam, just name and form changed. Existence is separate, existence is unaffected, even like akasham. So ghatam is there, within the ghatam, like a person can say, oh, I have put akasham into the ghatam, and like I have filled that akasham with this water, I have filled the akasham, like decorated the akasham. Is it decorated or not? Definitely no. Why? How do we know if it is decorated or not? Destroy the ghatam, akasham will remain as pure. So that is where upadhi, the concept of upadhi comes into play. Upadhi, although the upadhi is similarly existence has many upadhis, all those upadhis doesn't affect the adhishthanam. Upadhis don't affect the entity which they seem to limit. There is no real limitation, there is only seeming limitation. How can you say there is only seeming limitation? Because the upadhi itself is seemingly existent. How do we know upadhi is seemingly existent? The upadhi of ghatam, the name and form of ghatam, is not eternal. It is kalpitam, it is imagination. If that is imaginated, is an imagination, then how can the limitation, upadhi itself is imagination, kalpitam, how can the limitation be real? It cannot be real, it is also kalpitam only. So that means that sat, swarupam eva me satvam, my very nature is sat. Natu dharmaha, it is not dharmam, it is not a quality. Because if it is a quality, then we have to accept something called jati and madanyasya sato bhava. There is nothing apart from me. There has to be many existences, many sat. There is no sat apart from me or the sat in me. And therefore it is not a jati. Since it is not a jati, we cannot accept it as a dharmam as well. So dharmam, we can also say dharmam. Dharmam is dependent, or gunam is dependent on the dravyam. So dravyam, gunam is always dependent on the dravyam. So the object, the quality is dependent on the object. So it is dependent, there is a relationship of dependency. So depending on the object, quality changes. So dependency itself means A is dependent on B, means that A changes when B is constant. So that is the meaning, simple meaning. X is equal to 2, Y equal to 2X. So this means that Y is dependent on X, which means that X remaining constant, Y can change. Maybe it's not a proper example. So that's the meaning there. Dependency, A is dependent on B, means A changes when B is constant. When B remains constant, A changes. Or we can also say, when B changes, A also changes correspondingly. So which means that after B changes, the B's changes, after B's changes are done, B remains a constant, which means A changes based on the changes of B. It's as good as telling that B is constant, but A keeps on changing. So that such ashrayam means ashrayam itself is, it's not ashrayam. So earlier we spoke about Sat being the adhishtanam of Brahman. So here, if Brahman is the dravyam, Brahman is the object, and Sat is the quality of Brahman, that means Sat is dependent on Brahman. So that means Brahman is the adhishtanam, Sat is not the adhishtanam. So which means that Sat changes with respect to Brahman. So we don't see Sat changing. Can we experience Sat as changing? Can we experience I, the existent I, as changing? We cannot. The existence, okay, I remain steady, but existence changes. That means today I am 95% existent, tomorrow I am 96% existent. There is no such thing. So even when we consider external objects, also there are only two stages there. They exist or they don't exist. There's only two stages there with respect to existence. And when we say they don't exist, it's not they don't exist, they as nama rupam doesn't exist. They exist in a different form. The same of energy can either be created nor destroyed. Energy just can be transformed from one form to another. The same thing applies here as well. So that means existence never changes. Which means that Brahman and existence go hand in hand. They are together. So that means that this sat, what we call as sat or existence, is not a quality of Brahman. It is a very nature of Brahman. And it is also a matter of experience. As we said earlier, it is a matter of experience that Brahman's nature is sat. Swarupam is sat. Because Brahman always exists. This I, Brahman or I, where we can consider tat or tvam, whatever it is, both are essentially one Atman, we can call it Atman. That Atman always exists. We cannot split existence from the Atman. We cannot remove existence from the Atman. Existence cannot be separated from the Atman. As much as we may try, we cannot, we can never separate existence from the Atman, because the Atman is existence, the Atman and existence go hand in hand. So this is another way to find out whether something is the nature or something is a quality. Nature means that which is always there in the entity. Quality means it will be fluctuating, and at some point of time it may not even be there in the entity. So people become so skinny that they don't have any weight. So we say they are as good as weightless. So weightless, we say feather-like and all we say. Oh, can there be a state of weightlessness? Of course, Patanjali speaks about such a state. Patanjali speaks about a siddhi, wherein a person or a person's body becomes weightless, like what is panji kena dilwa Sanskrit le, English le. Cotton, like cotton, weightless like cotton. So Patanjali says it is weightless like cotton. Body becomes weightless like cotton. And that's where we hear about levitating saints. Levitation, the body levitating. So looking at people like Amma, we may wonder as to how Amma is so fat, and then when Amma comes for darshan or Amma leaves darshan, we see Amma, and within a moment Amma is gone. Of course she stops in between, that is because she gives darshan to others. There have been times like when in Amritapuri Amma will be starting from her room and people will say Amma is coming. We'll see Amma get down the stairs. We'll just within like our moments of blinking our eye, we'll blink our eye once or twice, within that Amma will be on stage. So we don't know how, because the body becomes weightless. So it is possible that the quality may not exist in an entity. Quality is not always existing in an entity, whereas nature is something which is part of the entity. Nature cannot be split, nature cannot be distinguished from the entity. When we speak about Brahman as being of the nature of Sat, Brahman and Sat cannot be changed. Wherever Sat is there, that is Brahman. Wherever Brahman is there, that is Sat. We can never split the two. We can never differentiate the two. We will not be able to do that at all. So we can't do it at all. That is what we have to understand from this. And this is a very important shloka, in that it reinforces Vedantic concept that my nature is Sat. So if my nature is Sat, so understanding or remembering one's nature being Sat is very vital, because if we know that our nature is Sat, then that means most of the problems that we face will vanish, will cease to be problems. we won't cease to exist, but problems will cease to exist. Why? Sorry. Why? Simple. Because problems, all problems can be traced back, traced to just one fear. So, the one fear of non-existing. So we fear objects, we fear entities, we fear law, we fear a lot of things in life. Why do we fear all those? So we fear everything because we think like whatever might end our existence, we fear that. That's why fear of death is the greatest fear. So we see Patanjali also speaking about Swarasavahi Vidisho Pitataruudho Abhinivesha. Abhinivesham, fear of death, is something which is always there for everyone. So ranging from a Chakravarti, ranging from a great king, a great emperor, the great emperors like Alexander and others, and to a normal being, or even the smallest microorganism, a bacteria, all those fear one thing, which is death. Death means, what is death? Death is considered as a non-existence. Death is not a non-existence. Why is death a non-existence? Death is non-existence because there is no birth for me. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. So I don't take birth, then how can I die? Why don't I take birth? Because my nature is sat. If my nature is sat, I always exist. If I always exist, where is birth and death? Then what takes birth and dies? The body takes birth and dies. Then like, shouldn't we bother about the body taking birth and death? Shouldn't we stop it? Oh, very good question. Shouldn't we stop the body which is taking birth and death? Okay, try your level best to stop it. Will we be able to stop the body taking birth and death? Definitely no. Why? The body doesn't even exist. That which doesn't exist, how can you stop it from coming or going? It's like trying to stop the snake from hissing. The snake that is seen in a rope. The snake doesn't exist. That which doesn't exist, can we control it? Can we stop it? It's impossible because it doesn't exist. That which doesn't exist. You are just making up concepts. Gaudapada Acharya says in Mandukya Karika that the nakaschit jayate jiva sambhavo asti na vidyate. The jiva, the individual self that you consider as associated with the body, ego, when we speak about ego, does the ego exist? No. Nakaschit jayate jiva, there is no jiva born. Sambhavo asti na vidyate, okay, in the future if you think such a jiva might exist, there is no way that such a jiva can exist. There is no way. Why no way? Because there is only one self. If there is only one self, if there is only Advitiya Vastu Advaitam, then where can there be any creation? Can there be any creation? There cannot be. Then what is creation? Desha Kala Kalana Vaichitri Chitri Kritam. It is a Vichitra Chitri Kritam. It is a Chitram. It is a picture. Vidyaranya gives this logic as well. It is like, what is this creation? What is this creation that we know or that we see? This creation is like a canvas. So there is a canvas, and in the canvas a lot of things have been drawn. So the canvas is folded. When the canvas is folded, destruction. And the canvas is opened up, it is creation. So that is creation. So there is no real creation happening. That is why it is called punaravartanam. So punaravartihi. This again comes and goes. This creation that we see, it comes and goes. Ratriyagame praliyante tatreva avyakta samnyake. So in the 8th chapter of Gita, Krishna gives a very beautiful shloka about this creation. So creation, it comes and goes. we see creation during day, the daytime of Brahma creation, and at the night time of Brahma it vanishes. And what is it? It is again and again creation. So the same thing, punaravartanam, punaravartate. So it is a punaravartanam. So that is why Krishna says, ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishuropisan. Prakritim swamadishtaya sambhavami atma maya. So atma maya, it is atma maya, it is just an illusion. Maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yasvechaya. For due to desham kalam, some things are created out of maya, and out of this maya creation, even as a mayavi creates a magical creation or magical experience, in the same way, even as a yogi creates, Vishwamitra created a new swargam, Trishanku swargam. The same way is this creation. So it is not real. It is something which is only kalpitam, which is only imaginated. It's not real at all. So it is something which seems to be there. It is maya. It is maya. Can we prove that this world exists? Definitely no, we cannot prove that the world exists. Oh, you got to be kidding. The world can be proved. Don't you experience the world? Okay, we should then go and ask Mahatmas like Amma or Ramana Maharshi as to the world. Does the world exist? Definitely no. What does Ramana Maharshi say? Ramana Maharshi says, the world exists for one who sees, who thinks it exists. Lokam is one of the words for world. Lokyate anubhuyat iti lokah. Lokam means lokyate, that which is perceived. Anubhuya, that which is experienced, that is lokam. It's based on the experiencer. It is just an experience. Experiences are not real. Experiences can never be real. Experiences are not real. We have many experiences, all those are not real. And the world is constantly changing. How can we can't even hold on to our parents or our friends. We can't even prove that they exist. Why can't we prove? Because they vanish. Oh, like I have a picture taken. Oh, picture taken. Picture taken, like will that stand in court? The laws of earth, laws in earth itself will not support such proof. Then how can Vedanta support it? Never. Adavante cha yat nasti vartamane pi tattala. So that which doesn't exist in the beginning, before it is created, this world, before creation, the world was not there. There was only Brahman. And after creation ends, at that time, there is no world, there is only Brahman. So in that case, adavante cha yat nasti. That which doesn't exist in the beginning and at the end, in between also it makes sense to accept that it doesn't exist. Adavante cha yat asat tasya kidrishi satyata. That which is asat during the beginning and at the end, how can there be any existence, any satyata, any existence, even temporary existence, how can it have? It cannot have at all. Then what is creation? Itam jagat nama rupam adya sat ikshyate srishte pura sadevasit nama rupa vivarjitam. So that which doesn't, this before creation, this jagat was Brahman, without any nama rupam, and now it is a Brahman with a nama rupam. Nama rupam never creates anything. Nama rupam gatakudhyadikam mrittika matramevahi tadvat brahma jagat sarvamiti vedanta dindima. So gatam, kudhyam, pot, wall, etc. are just names and forms in mud. So they are all mud only. Even as various gold ornaments are there, all are gold only. Namarupam is just temporary, it's not real. It is just an illusion. So in the same way, this world is Namarupam, and that Namarupam is not real. It is just an imagination, it is just a kalpitam. Whatever exists is one Brahman alone. So this world, this body doesn't even exist. So that which doesn't exist cannot be proven as existing. So what exists is one self alone. So it's why there is a philosopher who said, men may come, men may go, but I live forever. So men may come, men may go. People will come, people will go. Objects will come, object will go. Power comes, power goes. Fame comes, fame goes. Money comes, money goes. But I live forever. That I is always there. That I is something which is always there. And this I is not related in any way with the body, the mind, etc. So this I is not at all related. There is no relation whatsoever with all these, because I is real. I is Sat, whereas these entities are Asat. So these which seem to exist, which don't really exist, are not real. Vigrahendriya pranaditama nahameka sat tad jadam hi asat. Those are jadam, jada vastus. They don't have any consciousness, they don't have any pulsation. That which doesn't have any pulsation, any consciousness, how can we say it exists? Oh, the body pulsates. The body doesn't pulsate. If the body pulsates, a dead body also should pulsate. It doesn't pulsate. What is the difference between a dead body and a body? A pulsating consciousness says that I am the body and the body exists, therefore body is there. If not for the pulsating consciousness which says that this body exists, the body will cease to exist. That means, what is the way out of this mithya jagat? The I has to stop saying that the world exists. The I has to reassert. The I has to again and again repeat, contemplate that this world doesn't exist. So just because the world doesn't exist doesn't mean that we have to stay away from the world. So Pandu just tried that. He couldn't enjoy in the world, therefore he went to, did Vanaprastham. So he went there with, I think Madhavi is his second wife's name. So he went with his second wife, and there he couldn't control himself, so he tried to have passion with her, and thereby like he had breath problems, therefore he died. So he went to the jungle, and still he couldn't do, he couldn't control. So this doesn't mean that we have to stay away from the world. The world doesn't even exist. That which doesn't exist, how can we stay away from the world? So many people think Vedanta is about going away from the world, taking sannyasam. Sannyasam, the word sannyasam itself is, with respect to this, with respect to true Vedanta, sannyasam itself is wrong. The sannyasam or the concept of sannyasam that we have is wrong. Why? Because sannyasam means staying away from the world. Or renouncing. What to renounce? There is only one Brahman. If there is only one Brahman, what to renounce? Then what does the word really mean? The word really means renounce the notion that this world is real. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha. So Ishvara pervades this entire world. So that means Namarupam is not real. Dharmam Namarupam is just a Dharmam. Dharma is not real. Whatever real is entity. So sarva dharman parityajya mam egam sharanam braja. So renounce everything and seek me. Renounce all dharma. That means renounce nama rupam. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha tyagam. Renounce this nama rupam. Renounce this bhedam. And know that everything is oneself. Only the self exists. So renounce duality. Renounce the notion that duality is real. And enjoy. Enjoy what? Enjoy the anandam which is one's own nature. So this means renouncing. Renunciation is renouncing the ego. What is the ego? The ego identifies itself with objects. The ego asserts that the objects are real and therefore gets attached to it. Therefore craves for it. Raga, dvesham, kama, krodham, etc. start with the ego. So renunciation of the ego, renouncing the ego means being the self. So that means asserting that there is no ego at all. There is no ego whatsoever here. Okay, if the ego seems to exist, if the world seems to exist, let it exist. Okay, let it be there. There is nothing, no harm. Let the ego be there. What harm can it do? So Ramana Maharshi says, the mind, what harm can the mind do? When it is, like when the mind is filled with Brahman. The dual mind is supported, is dependent on the non-dual mind, the non-dual thought in the mind that everything is Brahman. Then what can such duality affect? cannot affect. So even as during a sunny day, in the evening, like we will see the moon as well as the sun. So the moon is there, but it doesn't do anything, any harm. It can't do anything because the sun is there. So when the sun of self is there, the moon of mind cannot affect, cannot create any waves, cannot create anything at all. So many Chakravartis like Janaka, Ambariksha and others have demonstrated this in their lives, living in the world while not getting affected to anything, because there's only one self what to get affected. So if something good happens, well and good. Something bad happens, oh, this is an unreal world. It, bad and good are part of it. So what is life without bad? And that it will be also taken as a blessing of Ishvara. So that means there is only one Brahman. That is what we have to assert. So it is a very important shloka in that Sat alone exists. There is no Dvaitam, there is no Bhedam. Whatever exists is only one Sat that is being asserted. So we have to constantly assert that I am Sat and my very nature is Sat, and Sat alone exists. Therefore, I don't have to worry, I don't have to suffer. And as to whether this Sat is Anandam, Chit and Anandam, it will be explained in the 25th shloka. So we'll see the next shloka about Chit, the nature of I, the nature of Brahman being Chit, in the next shloka in the next day. May Amma bless us so that we may be able to remember that I, or my very nature, is existence. I always exist. Therefore, I don't have to worry. I can ever rejoice and bless. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.